Well, right now, exports alone account for $350 per head. And when you look at the fact that we exported over $7 billion of beef to foreign consumers, there's a lot of foreign demand that's out there. And now, keep in mind, we only exported about 14% of what we produced. And most of that are cuts that primarily just don't get a premium here in the United States, things like beef tongue and offals that we can't sell at a very high price here, but in foreign markets will pay a lot for it, and they want more of it. So exports are very strong right now, and the importance of Trade Promotion Authority is it will allow us to build on that success.
And Kent, tell me, how does Trade Promotion Authority allow for future trade agreements to be negotiated, but also ensure transparency in that process?
Well, the Trade Promotion Authority sets the standards and sets the goals that Congress wants our negotiators to achieve in that process. And keep in mind, it's impossible to negotiate a trade agreement with over 500 negotiators in a room. So what this does is it gives our negotiators the parameters, the goals that they need to meet. And then they have to consult with Congress and they have to consult with the public before Congress can actually vote on these final terms. So there's plenty of disclosure. There's plenty of public influence on this. And really, this is the way trade negotiations should occur. And that's why it's so important that Trade Promotion Authority be reauthorized very soon.
Backus explains how TPA relates to trade agreements that are being worked on.
Well, our trade negotiators are in the middle of negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership right now. This is a multilateral trade agreement with Asia and South America, Australia, New Zealand, and most importantly, the United States. For us, we see a lot of market opportunities in Japan and Vietnam, places where we have very high tariffs on our products and also a lot of non-science-based restrictions on what we can sell there. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would allow us to eliminate those tariff barriers and have more competitive access to those markets. But it's going to be nearly impossible to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership through Congress unless we have Trade Promotion Authority that sets those parameters in place. Unfortunately, Congress has a reputation of mutilating perfectly good legislation and attaching things to other pieces of legislation that have nothing to do with it. The last thing we want to find a really good trade deal being saddled with very controversial legislation or amendments that would be designed to kill that legislation. We can't afford for that to happen. That's not in the best interest of the U.S. beef industry, and certainly not in the best interest of future generations of farmers and ranchers.
And thus, he said, NCBA encourages cattlemen to contact their representatives to make this a priority.